The story is based on a true story by the French writer Alexandre Dumas, Jr., and an experience that he had growing up as a young man falling in love with a courtesan in Paris. So this is the demi-monde of Paris, that shadowy world of wealthy people and their parties and their drinking and their professional sex. And it became a play. And Verdi saw the play, presumably, when he was in Paris for another production of his opera, a different opera, and decided right away that he wanted to set it to music. Violetta is her name in the opera, is just a woman blessed with beauty. And the story is about a love affair of a young man who falls in love with Violetta, and it tracks their love, which is threatened by outside forces and also by Violetta's very frail health.
Mr. McLean, what do you gain by setting the story in the 1920s instead of the 19th century?
When Verdi wrote the opera, he intended it to be written for a contemporary day in the 1850s, but the censors of the time insisted, because of the subject matter, that it be set in 1700. There are not a lot of specifics about exactly when it's happening. The 1920s is such a fantastic era. It's between the world wars. It's when the greatest writers and artists and philosophers flocked to Paris. Women were gaining such independence, and the middle classes were starting to have enough wealth. So there was sort of a mixture of middle class and nobility for the first time.
Mr. Wilkins, why is the orchestra on the stage instead of in the pit for this performance?
When the Orlando Opera Company went out of business a few years ago, sadly, the Orlando Philharmonic was able to rescue a certain number of those performances each year. So it became our production, and I felt it was important to really feature the orchestra, not only because that's who we are, but also because it could be a unique way in which it made sense for an orchestra to present the productions.
Mr. McLean, at the end of La Traviata, Violetta is gravely ill, often lying on a sofa. Why is that really difficult to sing lying down over a full orchestra?
I may break a little rule here, but singing lying down isn't really that hard. It really supports your back. Your lungs are there. You breathe. And I think the real challenging thing is to sing this glorious and difficult music and yet still look frail and weak. That's more of a challenge.
Mr. Wilkins, for people who think opera is a little uptight, can you tell us about La Traviata's drinking music? And you said it's got a little bit of a risque element.
I often tell people there are really two best operas to see for the first time if you haven't been before. One is Carmen, and the other is La Traviata. They both deal with love and death and the risque side of life in terms of the expressions of love, without a doubt. I think there's something deeply human about that, that if you're deeply in love, your greatest fear is losing the object of your love, and what can remove that more powerfully than death? So the music is intoxicating, the story is timeless, and there's something about La Traviata that is just perfect.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.